We're very happy now to welcome to the show Michael Corrente, Managing Director in the Tax Group and leader of the Life Sciences Practice for CBIZ here in New England. Michael, thank you for inviting us here today.
Thanks for having me.
So first, tell us a little bit more about CBIZ. You're a big firm. You're all over the country, and this is a big presence here in Boston.
Yes, so CBIZ is a national firm. We're the ninth largest accounting firm in the country. We have 35 offices across the U.S., we have about 5,000 people in those 35 offices practicing accounting and tax work as well as consulting work.
What strata of company do you generally work with? Are you working with the S&P 500? Are you working with the mid caps? With whom do you work most?
We work with all of those. So we have different folks that work in different segments. So we have people that will work with the S&P 500. Public companies will do a number of different projects for them, whether it's a tax project or a consulting project. We also will work with mid-cap companies.
So, Michael, do you get a sense over the last year? Everyone's wondering how real the recovery is. Do your clients feel it, or you still see a mixture of hope and fear?
It depends on the industry. Some industries are coming back stronger than others. In my practice, I deal with a lot of life science companies. Those are the areas that are going, that have seen some recovery and that are moving forward. Some other areas are not moving as quickly as the life science area.
This is Taking Stock, broadcasting live from the Boston headquarters of CBIZ, a top 10 national accounting and tax provider, and we're speaking with Michael Corrente. He's a managing director in the tax group, leader of the life sciences practice in New England. Obviously, taxes have become big news in Washington because everybody wants to know where they can come up with a source of more money to spend. And they're looking at the big pots of money that companies have overseas, the president proposing some new tax legislation. The tax laws as we have them are seriously distortionary to the economy, I would imagine.
That's correct. And the reason that they're looking to move overseas is because of the effective tax rate. Overseas, a lot of countries have a lower tax rate than you do in the U.S. from a corporate standpoint. So companies, in order to, provide more money or to earn more money and to have lower taxes, are looking to do business overseas where there are lower tax rates.
So, Michael, do you get a sense when you talk to your clients? I mean, I may be naive, but I think most people in the country realize we all have to pay taxes, right? We want to build roads. We want kids to be well-educated. We want our government to run. But when your clients look at it, what do people feel is a fair tax rate, a fair tax system?
They want it to be fair around the world. So, they're looking at why can the United Kingdom reduce their corporate tax rate to 20%, and we're in the U.S. and our highest corporate tax rate is 35%. How are they able to do it and we're not able to do it? So, if there was something where all the rates could be kind of equal.
Harmonized, as they say.
Harmonized, exactly. They would like to see that because they feel that right now they're overtaxed. They understand, you need to provide for education and infrastructure, but they feel like they're being unnecessarily taxed higher than their competitors around the world.
So I sit down in your office and I say, I want to pay as little tax as legally possible. What do you tell me? What's the best strategy to do that?
Sound like all my clients.
I would imagine. I just don't want the bill like all your clients.
But so we try to, first we try to understand your business, where you're doing business. You just can't pick up and move to the United Kingdom where they have a 20% corporate tax rate if you're not doing business there. So what makes sense for your business? How can we help, reduce that tax rate? Does it make sense to move and provide, some business overseas? Is that in your structure? Or is there other opportunities that we can, get here in the U.S.? So, for example, we talked earlier about life sciences. Are there credits that the life science companies can get to help them fund their research and development and other developmental products that they're trying to develop to better, the consumers?
Well, see, I've always assumed that, so we have a high corporate tax rate, right, on paper. But once people take all their deductions and depreciations, the tax rates are way lower than the published rate. I mean, are they really all that high? Or is it just some companies just don't have, they're not the right industry, or they don't have, the right kind of structure to get all that, to chip away at that rate?
Well, if you ask my clients, they all have a high tax rate. They're always looking to find ways legally to reduce their rates. The corporate tax rates, if you look at the effect of corporate tax rates, if you're a company that does business domestically, mostly in the U.S., you're going to be paying somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 to 40%.
Regardless,
federal and state. Now, there are other, we talk about some of the, life science companies or technology companies, you know, they may be able to get research and development tax credits, or if you're in the biotech area, maybe you can get off in drug tax credits. They'll help reduce your rate, but they're not going to get you competitive with your competitors around the world that, you know, we talk about, you know, the United Kingdom, where it could be 20% tax rate as opposed to, you know, you may get down to 33% or 32% here in the U.S. when you factor all that in.
President has proposed a one-time 19% tax followed by 14% on an ongoing basis. Is that going to minimize your work in trying to minimize tax rates, or companies likely to want to pay that without jumping through a lot of hoops?
It depends on all of the details surrounding that, those rates, because in my experience, whenever they propose to have a lower rate, there's usually some catch, meaning there's, you know, a deduction that you're currently taking that you may not be able to take to get to the 19%. So there may be some planning around that. Just because they're going to lower the rate or talk about a 19% rate, you need to look into the specifics to make sure that it makes sense for all the companies and that everything has been thought through for your client so that you're properly planning.
So, Mike, especially with the life sciences companies, which are so prevalent in Boston, such an important part of the economy here, does it help if people, when they're starting a company, think about taxes and structure their company sort of from the ground up to get the best tax deals?
From my perspective, yes. They should always be thinking about taxes, even when they aren't making money. If they're starting off their startup companies, they're generally losing money. One of the incentives that they do have in Massachusetts is a life science incentive. So if you're a company that's losing money, you can actually prepare an application, go to the Life Science Incentives Center, and try to monetize those NOLs, those net operating losses, to get money to fund your business. So it always makes sense to look at it, even when you are losing money and in a startup mode, because you may be able to get cash from the government to help, you know, fund your operations.
You must be getting ready for some sleepless weeks. What is this? Oh, yeah, we just passed it. What am I saying? I'm thinking
we just passed April 15th and March 15th for the corporations. But we have a number of companies that are fiscal year end. So June 30th is another big deadline that will be coming up for our clients, fiscal year end clients.
And then July you spend in the Caribbean, right?
I wish. I have clients that that will be getting ready to do, you know, second quarter and third quarter planning for.
Okay, round the clock, round the calendar. Michael Crenti, thank you so much for kicking things off today on Taking Stock.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our special live show from the Boston headquarters for CBIZ, a top 10 national accounting and tax provider. I'm Kathleen Hayes along with Michael McKee.